Going to Market by Emma Framson. My mother's sister and I walked down the old, weathered cobblestone streets of the church square that hosts Eindhoven's Friday Market. The ancient bells ring in the rustic Catholic steeple as pigeons search for crumbs on the large pyramid of stairs and perch on spires mounted on the church gutters. A few test their luck between feet of passers-by, hoping to get a tasty nibble of what a sloppy adult or giddy child had bought from one of the many stands. I remember the market from the last time I visited Holland. Things have become much more modern, especially since the time when my mother visited this same church square with her mother, my Oma. The general population has diverted itself from the traditional tall Caucasian citizen to ones of many more colors, and there are a few more stands that are motorized rather than the portable white tents, so common to farmers' markets. The currency has also changed. No longer do we find a stray gilder dime the size of a fat pea and as thick as a piece of cardstock. Everything is the euro now, so the exchange rate for us is horrible, but we have fun anyway. It is noon and probably the busiest time of day for the market. To my right, Amanda's yelling about his goods, over and over. Come, commerce, 1 euro. Cucumbers for 1 euro. I scan the colorful rows of cherries, tomatoes, beans, carrots, potatoes, and lettuce. The colors are so vibrant against the brown wooden crates they are held in, and the white tents that shield so many merchants. In another section of the market, there are more tents and small trucks, but all the merchants here sell clothes. I remember coming here years ago and getting a few pairs of blue and red flowered socks. Things have changed in this area too, or maybe time has changed my memory a little, but maybe not. Now most stands sell hats, bags, and sunglasses that have been clipped to metal racks and laid out on plastic folding card tables. My sister and I are each allowed to pick one small cone-shaped bag of candy from the large motorized stand at the far end of the market. With the 10-foot rows of colorful candy displayed in the open side of the truck, we take a long time deciding what to get, maybe even making the woman standing in the mobile stand frustrated. But it didn't matter to us. A chance that only came every few years could never be wasted. My favorite stop was our last, though. In America, they now sell cookies they might advertise as traditional Dutch waffle cookies. But these are not by any means the real deal. They aren't even packaged by their real name. The only good place to get stroop waffles is at the market in Holland, so this is where we go last. A lady stands in another one of those tall, motorized stands, frying the thin, wafer-like waffle cookies. Next to her, someone who I take to be her husband pours the hot, very thick, and sweet syrup on one of the already fried cookies and sandwiches another cookie on top. The stroop waffles are then packaged in circular cellophane bags and twisty-tied on top. Still warm, the syrup spilling onto the sides of the bags. We get one package for the three of us and each have one of the delectable treats, letting the soft cookies and horribly sweet syrup melt in our mouths. We walk away from the crowds and the old church square, stroop waffles in hand, biting away small chunks and watching the syrup spill from the broken edges and strings. Just content to be in the sunny moment.